August 28th, 2020, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. And now, John Lothian with Hits and Takes.
This is John Lothian for JLN. John Lothian News is going to start a new podcast experiment, turning the daily JLN Hits and Takes comments, our original content, and the stories and quips in the top box of first read of the John Lothian newsletter into a daily podcast. We will push it out via social media after the newsletter comes out. Overall, we want to increase our video and audio output. Watch our Twitter feed at John Lothian, LinkedIn, and Facebook for this content. You can also find it on www.johnlothiannews.com. IEX had their D-limit order type approved by the SEC. I wrote a comment letter in support of this move, so I'm pleased with the result. Congratulations to IEX, and let's see if it will perform as designed. For those of you who love real estate news, Don Wilson is in the news with a commercial real estate story in Crane Chicago Business. The headline is Don Wilson Changes Course on Gold Coast Landmark. The Chicago Traders real estate business had hired a broker to sell the former Three Arts Club building leased to Restoration Hardware, but it decided to take advantage of low interest rates by refinancing instead. Happy birthday to Frank Shaparo of the block, who turned all of 25. For the record, I have t-shirts older than him. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice.
And now, first read.
Sarah Rudolph reported that the LME is holding its metals seminar virtually this year and registration is open. The keynote speaker will be Sanjeev Gupta, Executive Chairman of GFG Alliance, and the event will take place on the October 19th, 2020. That's the anniversary of the stock market crash, by the way, of 1987. Sarah Rudolph is reporting the FIA is calling for fintech startups to claim a spot at FIA's annual Fintech Showcase, the Innovators Pavilion at the Futures and Options Expo, which is being held virtual this year. There is no charge to startups to participate, but to be eligible, firms should be no more than 5 years old and should have a product or prototype ready to showcase at the Virtual Expo 2020. Applications are due September 18th. Startups selected for the Innovators Pavilion will be notified on a rolling basis. You can go to the FIA website to apply. The Economist has a story headlined, "In 20 years, exchanges have gone from clubby firms to huge conglomerates. They control everything from software powering back offices to the data poured over by investors." The story starts, "The Hong Kong Stock Exchange resembles a financial estuary," says Charles Lee, its boss. "China's capital flows mix with the open seas of global markets." In 2014, HKEX sought to ride the waves by launching Stock Connect, a conduit allowing offshore and mainline punters to invest in each other's markets. Later, it eased its listing rules for the firms with dual share classes. All that has helped make HKEX more hospitable to the tech firms that exchanges covet. It has just landed another big catch. On August 25th, Ant Group, the financial affiliate of Alibaba, a Chinese e-commerce giant, filed for a listing that may raise $30 billion in Hong Kong and Shanghai. That would make it the largest initial public offering ever. My comment on this story is no surprise to you if you've been reading JLN since before it had a name. That was 20 years ago. There's a story from S&P Global by Declan Hardy. IEX receives SEC OK on new order type designed to improve displayed liquidity. As I mentioned earlier, the D-limit order type has been approved by the SEC. The story starts, IEX Group plans to launch a new order type that says it will provide traders with a new way to avoid adverse selection on its exchange. The stock exchange operator, known for its role in founding executives, played as the protagonist in Michael Lewis's book Flash Boys, received the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's approval for its approved discretionary limit or delimit order type August 26. My comment, it's good to see the SEC embrace this innovation. The Crypto Markets Wiki coin of the week is Polkadot. Polkadot, a digital asset protocol created by developer Gavin Wood, may soon be interoperable with Ethereum, a developer working on the project said this week. The project, which is being developed by a software development team called Snowfork, is a fork that will act as a bridge between Polkadot and Ethereum, allowing users to transfer value held by DOT tokens to ETH and vice versa, as well as enabling other cross-platform features to be developed. The project is scheduled to launch in mid-September. Finally, our top three stories from yesterday's John Lothian News. Our top story Thursday was the Wall Street Journal's One Coin Took in Billions, Then Its Leader Vanished, about the alleged pyramid scheme of Ruja Ignatova, known as the Crypto Queen. Second, for the second time in the top three, was Kenilworth Mansion sells for $7.5 million from Crane, Chicago, about the former home of Craig Donohue and his wife. Third was the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission press release, SEC modernizes the accredited investor definition. Markets Wiki page of the day Thursday was accredited investor. That's all from John Lothian. Have a good day.